The Federal Defence Minister is admitting today that the US-China relationship and other challenges to the global order are changing far more quickly than her department had anticipated. Linda Reynolds will tell the Pacific International Maritime Expo in Sydney that Australia's defence capabilities are being reassessed as a result. Reporter Samantha Donovan joins me now with more. And Sam, good morning. Is the Defence Minister saying that Australia got it wrong with its defence planning?
Good morning, Sabra. Well, I'm not sure the admission goes that far, but she is admitting in her speech today that the world is not only changing, but has changed more quickly than was anticipated when that last defence white paper came out in 2016. Now, that paper identified several trends that are shaping our region, the big one being the US-China relationship, of course. The others included challenges to the rules-based global order, the threat of terrorism, the fragility of some states, as well as military modernisation, and the emergence of threats in both space and cyberspace. So Ms. Reynolds is saying today that the analysis of the white paper is still right, but the speed of the change has been underestimated. And as a result, she's announcing that Defence is reassessing what she calls the strategic underpinnings of that white paper and reviewing how the Defence Forces can be transformed to meet what she describes as the most significant geopolitical challenges since the Second World War.
Oh, has there been any reaction yet to the Senator's concession here?
Well, the Executive Director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Peter Jennings, told me a short time ago he thinks the Defence Minister is making the right call.
The fact of the matter is that the region has been changing very quickly, largely driven by the uncertainties caused by an aggressive China. And frankly, although our governments find it difficult to talk about that issue, this is something that defence planners have to be thinking about and taking into account. So I think the Minister's quite right to say now's the time to be going through a bit of a strategic rethink.
What are the top priorities that you'd like to see the government looking at?
I would be, if I was the Minister, urgently asking the Department to talk about the readiness of the current force, because it seems to me that we're unlikely to have the luxury to wait 10 or 15 years to see new submarines emerge. It may well be that we'll have to fight with what we've got. And so therefore, that might lead to a need to think about what strategists call readiness of the Defence Force and whether or not we need to improve our capacity to operate quickly with the equipment that is already in service.
That's Peter Jennings, the Executive Director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. Before him, our reporter, Samantha Donovan.